a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And we will call to order Senate Taxation. I do want to welcome all the internet listeners to your government at work. I remind everybody to turn off your cell phones. That's just a matter of courtesy. And Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senator Ewing?
Here.
Jones? Kirkaby? Amdahl?
Here.
Welke?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Mr. Chair, there's a quorum.
And as a reminder, I'll ask everybody to make sure that you sign in that are going to be testifying. And for the those that are going to be testifying, if there are any handouts, if you will distribute them then to the pages. I'll remind everybody and the committee that all questions then will be addressed through the chair. For our bills today, we'll be taking up SB 80, 83, and HB 1055. For the internet listeners, SB 83 is going to be deferred to Wednesday by behalf of the prime sponsor, Senator Bogalka. His folks are unable to make it here. For anybody in the room that is coming from outside of town that wanted to be testing against this bill or even for this bill, we will take that testimony, and then we will just defer the entire package then to Wednesday. So with that being said, let us move on to SB 80. Oh, sorry about that. Minutes.
Second.
We have Senator Ewing approving the minutes, Senator Amdahl seconding them. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And with that, they are approved. Okay, now we will move on and press on. I get excited about getting on to talking about aircrafts, SB 80.
Good morning. I'm Bob Ewing, Senator of District 31. I bring you this great airplane bill. This bill's been around for a few years. A constituent in my district brought it forth here some time back. And since then, the language of this bill has been drafted by the Department of Revenue. They totally support this bill, and they will testify on behalf of that. But what Senate Bill 80 is an act entitled to provide a credit to home-built aircraft for sales and use taxes when paying the aircraft registration tax, and to make a reimbursement to the Aeronautics Fund for the amount of the credit granted. It's kind of, the way it stands right now, it's kind of a double taxation. And under the current law, when a person purchases a home-built aircraft kit, they pay sales or use tax on it, and as well as on any of the other components that it takes to complete the aircraft. Once they finish the aircraft and it's ready for use, it needs to be registered with the Aeronautics Commission, and there's an additional tax of 4% that needs to be paid at that time to the Department of Transportation on the value of the aircraft. The aeronautics tax is then placed in the Aeronautics Fund. Under this bill, a person who purchases a home-built aircraft kit is still required to pay the use and sales tax and the components needed to complete it. Once the aircraft is completed, it still must be registered with the Aeronautics Commission, and a tax of 4% must be paid to the Department of DOT. But they will get a credit for the sales and use tax that they paid prior to completion of the aircraft. And just in general, like in the state of South Dakota, fuel is only taxed once. Manufactured items are only taxed once. Automobiles are only taxed once. And this, it only seems reasonable that this type of aircraft would fall under the same guidelines and be taxed once rather than twice. With that, I'll stand by for questions, and Mr. Doug Schenkel with the Department of Revenue will have some additional information.
Thank you, Senator Ewing. And good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Doug Schenkel, Department of Revenue. As the senator mentioned, I am here in support of Senate Bill 80. The Department of Revenue is in support of Senate Bill 80 simply because this does not provide any exemption from the sales and use tax that would be due on these airplane kits. But what it does do is it allows the department to grant a credit to the Department of Transportation for those basically give the Department of Transportation, make the aeronautics fund whole when they grant this credit of the sales and use tax. Now, keep in mind that this is simply the state sales and use tax. There's no municipal taxes that are included in with this. And also, the credit is only granted for purchases that are within 5 years of the date of the registration of the airplane. So that is in the bill as well. The Department of Revenue did work with the Department of Transportation on this bill, and we're both fine with it. So we both do agree that this does make sense to do. As Senator Ewing mentioned, there is something similar in with the automobile registrations that if there's sales tax paid on a part or that goes into the automobile, then that is not included in the registration of the automobile. So this makes it very similar to what we're doing with the auto industry right now. So we're just in agreement with it. The senator has explained exactly what the bill does, so I'll just stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any more proponents for Senate Bill 80? Proponents? Seeing none, we will then call for opponents. Any opponents? And again, seeing none, we can skip rebuttal, and we might as well go on down to committee discussion. Senator Romdahl.
I just got a question for Doug. This has no fiscal impact, we'll say, on the state.
Mr. Chair. Go ahead. Doug Schenkel, Department of Revenue again. There is a minimal fiscal impact here. Let me find my numbers here. I apologize. From 2007 to 2011, there were 114 of these home-built aircrafts registered, and the total registration was $177,327 in that range, so about $1,500 an aircraft. And it would be obviously less than that, simply because that's the total registration, and it would vary as to the amount of sales and use tax that the DOT would give credit for. In 2012, there were 9 total registrations for $24,000 in registration fees, and in 2013, there were 8, and the registration fees were $12,000. So the fiscal impact would be, at most, those amounts, and probably less in this case.
Then a follow, I guess, I'm looking at, we'll say, looking at like a balance sheet. You get these kits, they're going to burn fuel, they're going to generate tax dollars on that aspect, right? We're talking about just the tax that's on them right now, right? Is that what this 24?
Mr. Chair, sure. That tax there, those numbers came from the Department of Transportation, and that is the 4% aeronautics tax. What the Department of Transportation would do is grant a credit against those amounts up to that amount for the sales and use tax paid, and the owner of the plane just verifies the sales and use tax paid, and then the Department of Transportation would grant that credit, and we would make the Department of Transportation whole.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, we'll move down to committee discussion.
Chairman, I move due pass on Senate Bill 80.
Second. We have a due pass by Senator Monroe, a second by Senator Romdahl.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Jones? Kirkerby.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are six ayes, one excused.
Chairman, can this be placed on consent?
We have a move to by Senator Ewing to put it on consent.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Amdahl. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
It does not go on consent.
Sit on the floor.
No.
Okay.
And since we want to explain it, Senator Ewing. Let us then move to the next bill on the agenda, HB 1055. And do we have our proponents for it?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Taxation Committee. Mike Howdy Show with the Department of Revenue. HB 1055 is just our annual cleanup of certain references that are made in the code to the Internal Revenue Code. And essentially what we do is we have to come in every year and just update the adoption date. So we're changing 2013 to 2014 in all of the statutes within Title 10. That and also Title 35 that reference the Internal Revenue Code. These provisions in here primarily concern definitions of nonprofit organizations that are used for certain property tax exemption statutes, and also definitions for income that are used in property tax relief programs that the department administers, and also for purposes of the bank franchise tax. It's a very straightforward annual update that we do, and I would ask your favorable consideration of the bill and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll move on now to any more proponents for HB 1055. Proponents? Seeing none, we will move then to opponents. Any opponents for HB 1055? And seeing none, we will then skip rebuttal and testimony, and we will go down to committee questions. Any questions from the committee? Okay, we'll do that in just a second. So then let's move on down to committee action. And Senator Welke, we have a do pass from Senator Welke, second from Senator Amdahl. All in favor? Roll call.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Jones? Kirkerby?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there is a 5 ayes, 1 excused. 4 ayes, excuse. 6 ayes, 1 excused.
Chairman, I move that House Bill 1055 be placed on the consent calendar.
Senator Moreau has moved for consent. Senator Kirkerby has second. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. We will place this on consent. And with that, we will announcing that we will be meeting again then on Wednesday, where we will take up the bills that have been deferred and also SB 83. And we will be adding another bill to that list. So with that, I thank you all for listening to your government at work, and taxation is now closed.